from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Red Biggs. Biggs time.
Biggs.
With Mully and Haw. Biggs time.
The Biggs Report. With Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggs.
His name is Brad Biggs. Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Brad Biggs, the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the station and a valued friend. And he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire. Check it out, Aturo.com. Big Zay!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, I think we should talk about a bunch of nonsense, and then about halfway through the interview, we'll ask you about dun-dun-dun! Roma Dudze getting an MRI and having a sprain of his MCL. I thought it was weird the way that came out yesterday, but maybe I'm picking nit. What the heck's going on, Brad?
Yeah, he gets looks like he tweaks it on a blocking assignment there in the fourth quarter, and that's what Eberflus indicated. And I think they got mostly good news, right, from the results. It doesn't sound like this is anything that's going to push him towards a short-term injured reserve stay or anything like that. But obviously you don't want any of your frontline players being injured. I would think we'll probably have to wait till maybe even Friday to get a better idea of what his availability will be for Sunday night in Houston, but again, probably a good thing it's not more significant.
What did you make of the way it was distributed, though, in terms of the information and the timing of it, though? Because it was unusual, and I'd wonder if it was in the back of his mind because he doesn't consider it a serious thing, or if it was just an oversight, or was it intentional?
I mean, if the coach is forthcoming with injury information on a Monday, I think you take it how you can get it, right? You know, some of these guys will—they want to turn it into a cat and mouse game. I don't think he was asked specifically about health before that question about the other wide receivers came up. So,
okay,
you know, and you didn't have an indication that there might have been something potentially wrong with Rome after the game. Like,
he talked. So I think he spoke to reporters.
Yeah, it's probably a situation where he came in Monday morning, and this before mm-hmm. Matt Eberflus spoke yesterday. Mm-hmm. It didn't feel great, and they said, okay, we got to get that checked out. So he probably wasn't overly concerned about it, but I'm not going to be a guy that I'll find plenty to complain about. I won't complain about how the coach disseminates injury information if indeed he does on a Monday.
So, Brad, we know that that Tyler Scott had what seemed like a pretty good chemistry, if you will, with the quarterback during the preseason. He just will step into that spot. Is that the idea? And then you move forward. Would they look to advance someone from the practice squad, maybe at wide receiver two, something like that? Or is DeAndre Carter good enough to be that guy?
If you think that Tyler Scott can handle a bunch of that stuff and DeAndre Carter between the two of them and what you're going to do with your different formations, I don't know that you have to promote somebody from the practice squad, because they obviously didn't need Tyler Scott this past game. And you know, if they have to put Velus a wide receiver, they can do that. I don't know that they have a game-breaking option.
Colin Johnson, Samari Torre.
Yeah, if they're looking for a bigger guy to be kind of that boundary X on occasion, maybe Colin Johnson gets a promotion. I don't know, guys. Maybe they could put the tight end they paid $50 million to on the field for more than half the snaps. Like, you could, there would be a lot of ways to go about this.
Yeah. I mean,
if Roma Dunze isn't available Sunday night, and one of them, you know, could be some different things with your personnel before you get to thinking about plucking a guy off the practice squad.
Yeah, the offensive line needs some work. Caleb Williams needs some work. Shane Waldron could use some work. I think the personnel groupings were a bit confusing at times, Brad. I wonder what he learns from the first experience and go-around with that group of talent. I think you're willing to give him some time to adjust and adapt. He's a new offensive coordinator. But beyond the play calling, I think the personnel groupings also didn't make sense all the time. And Cole Kmet playing 27 snaps, to me, represents that as much as anything.
Yeah, to me, it's the percentage, right? They had 56 plays and Cole's out there for 27. I think if they've got 56 plays and Cole's healthy, he should probably be out there 40 snaps, 42, you know, something.
Yes.
You don't want to have him out there too much. And they actually reduced his playing time a little bit last year. Not a lot, just in terms of snap counts. And I think he would probably tell you he was more effective because of it, especially later in games and things of that nature. So I can't imagine Matt Waldron's going to have a great explanation for the Cole Kmet usage on Thursday, but maybe he'll surprise us. And really, more important than what he says is what you see on the field Sunday night down in Houston against the Texans.
So, Brad, you talk about that game against the Texans. You know, they obviously drafted C.J. Stroud with the second overall pick. Then they traded up and they got the third overall pick, and they took Will Anderson, and he was the defensive rookie of the year last year. And I believe they signed Danielle Hunter. We know the havoc he can wreak. And he's on the other side. So they got a couple of big-time pass rushers. I think they made some changes in the interior of their defensive line. What is the greatest concern this week in terms of the offensive line potentially overmatched?
Well, in terms of the Bears playing better up front, they've got to be better on the interior. I think they've got to be better running the football. You know, we talk about them only being out there for 56 snaps and how Tennessee kind of controlled the clock in that game. Well, a big reason why that happened is the Bears didn't get first downs. And when you don't get first downs, you're probably going to lose the time of possession battle. So I think they've got to be able to run the football, put the quarterback in positions where you've got manageable down and distance. You can get your play action going, your different things that you want to involve in the offense. And yeah, they've got some proven guys down there in Houston on that line. They got better defensively they spent the offseason upgrading the talent around C.J. Stroud as well. Like that was the kind of the darling team last year, right? The Houston Texans with the job that D'Amico Ryans did with that. And a lot of times you see that darling team that kind of comes out of nowhere, it will leave the party pretty quickly, right? They'll just fade and go away. 2018, the Chicago Bears were that darling team, right? Well, they didn't stick around for long, did they? Like it was pretty much done the next year. And all downhill from there. So Houston's trying to prevent that from happening. And so the Texans had a busy offseason. The Bears are going to have their hands full. Everybody knows they're going to have to play better offensively to go on the road and get a win this week. And I think they're going to have to be better defensively as well. They're not going against Will Levis this week.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
One of the most overlooked plays of the game, there weren't many positives offensively, but I thought the two-point conversion was outstanding. The deception with it, the obvious, did that come up at all on Monday, Brad? And what did you think of it in retrospect? Because it was one of those things where it was an important point in the game.
Especially, they couldn't move the ball, and all of a sudden they're going for a two-point conversion. It's no problem.
It's like, why are they on the field? Oh, nice job, Shane Waldron. So if we're going to criticize him for the play or the groupings, I think that was something worth complimenting.
Yeah, and they had some – if you look at some of the plays they missed, guys, they were just off. Like, they've got a big pass play sitting there if the fullback Kari Blassingame makes his block.
Right.
And he's in the right spot, like, just gets the job done. They, they got a touchdown if Coleman Shelton doesn't get tripped by Tevin Jenkins and then kind of toppled – on the blitz, and there are probably about four or five other plays you could pick out. And guys, we could have done this last year with the offense where you look at it and you're like, oh, that there's nothing but green grass around that guy. If this one person does their job and they get the ball to this guy, but there were plenty of plays where there was a lot of room for profit. It wasn't like they were just bulldozed up front. But the play with the 19-yard sack, that was like a fancy screen pass. You know, some of the stuff you looked at and you're like, well, it's great when it works. I mean, it's really great when it works. When it blows up in your face, it's the first thing you say, maybe the nicest thing you say is they were trying to get too cute, right? And some of the stuff just struck me as maybe a little too cute. And then I think at times it looked like Caleb was probably playing a little too fast. You know, he wants to get the ball out of his hands. What did they talk about? They talked about him being a point guard. And what's a good point guard do? He gets the ball to his guys. And just looked like he was a little too quick at times. I think that'll slow down. Does that happen this week? I don't know, but I wouldn't sound any alarm bells over how Caleb Williams played in week one. I think he's going to be just fine.
You know, I agree with you. I'm just curious. You know, we had talked in the pregame about this idea of what we heard from a lot of the experts around the game, including Rick Spielman, who said he felt like Caleb on the move is a really dangerous player, and they showed that in the preseason. So everybody wanted him to be in the pocket, and let's see if he can be a pocket passer. And certainly there were some batted balls, and there were concerns going in about his height, which is totally, you know, he's over 6 feet tall. He's 6'1" plus, but he's not 6'4", right? He's not a typical pocket passer type of quarterback the way you envision it. He's got a strong arm, but is he seeing everything? And we saw a lot of passes that were tipped. And David asked a great question. Did that happen in practice? Did you see a lot of that going on when they were doing 11-on-11 drills?
You saw some in practice, but that's one of those things that you'll see an inordinate amount of tip balls on occasion in practice, because it's they can't hit the quarterback, right? It's not live, and so the guys will pull up and sort of jump up.
Yeah.
And they know the passing lanes that he's using.
And so then the offensive lineman gets pissed, and then the quarterback's upset, and eventually the coach, because you just get batted passes all over the place, which aren't natural football plays, because in a football game, 95% of the times this is happening in practice, the guy's engaged, continuing to rush. He's trying to smack the quarterback, not smack the ball down. I think there were three that were batted at the line. Houston had a total of five pass deflections in the game. Two of them were for Amani Hooker, so those are in coverage. So I think there were three of them.
Aren't you supposed to kill the guy if he's jumping? I mean, aren't you supposed to hit him so that stops him from doing so?
Right. But, when one of them was on, I think Arden Key had one, kind of when he was one-on-one with Caleb. That's something we should probably keep an eye on moving forward. That's something that as we collect a larger data point, I think you can look at and say, okay, is this problematic, or is this kind of within that normal range you would expect?
Brad, I think all of us individually have reasons that are legit that maybe the Pro Football Focus metrics aren't always trusted or trustworthy. Sometimes you can get kind of misleading statistics and we don't know what they're grading or what they're watching. That said, Tevin Jenkins yesterday, according to PFF, had the fourth worst pass blocking grade among qualifying guards in week one. And I thought he was the guard who had the better day. So how deep is this crisis on the offensive line, if we want to call it that? And how do you think the Bears will respond? Do they look at it as one, it's the first game, it's an aberration?
Yeah, I mean, they don't care about PFF grades.
I know that. That's not what I'm asking. Metric, though, to measure if he had a bad day and everyone else we know had a bad day, how do they respond to the collective bad day?
Where do they find three new interior linemen?
Yeah, well, I think we talked about that yesterday, guys. There's just you've only got some badly used stuff down on the shelves at the offensive line store. Yeah. You knew Jeffrey Simmons was going to be a load for those guys on the interior of the offensive line. Tavondre Sweat, the rookie from Texas, he he was overmatching Tevin at times. Everybody on the interior there, that for being 362 or whatever they list him at, he can really move. He can get going when he wants to get going. I think that was the scouting report on him coming out of Texas, is that he could be very disruptive at times. The question is whether that's something that Denard Wilson and the Titans coaching staff can harness and get out of him on a regular basis. Is Simmons the kind of veteran next to him that can kind of show him the way? If that's the case, the Titans have got a pretty nasty duo for their interior, but it's concerning for the Bears' offensive line, right? The Coleman Shelton's got to be better. Their rotation at right guard, which sounds like we could see more of both players, Nate Davis and Ryan Bates, playing Sunday night in Houston. That needs to be better. Tevin needs to be better. Tevin needs to be better in big moments against good players. He's a guy that you can find plenty of clips of him, just riding some guy 10, 15 yards downfield or taking a guy over toward the sideline. And when he goes against some of these better players, he's had some rough stretches, really poor performance against good interior defensive linemen of the Packers at the end of last season. And when there's somebody good against the Bears, Tevin needs to rise up and perform well.
This segment with Brad Biggs is sponsored by Estwing Professional Tools, made in the USA for 100 years. Estwing.com.
That's great, Brad, and those are good points. The only thing I wonder that, we're speculating, we're looking at something that didn't work. Tevin Jenkins was a pretty good right guard. If the Bears were going to go into the season with a rotation at that position, wouldn't it make sense to have the rotation? I don't know. They didn't move him to right guard. He's at left guard, maybe solidified there. But the idea of having Tevin Jenkins next to Darnell Wright is more appealing and stable than having your entire line in a state of flux. And I don't think you're happy with the outcome after week one. So I don't know if you would consider changing anything. I doubt it, but I do wonder.
I don't see them flip-flopping guys and continuing with the rotation. I like him. I think he could be a really good left guard at times. He's got to be a little more consistent, and he's got to prove the durability piece, right? That's what's been kind of fleeting for him throughout his career. And if he can do that and those other guys can be a little bit better, you'll see some improvement. The good thing is Houston's got some players on the other side of the ball. D'Amico Ryans is quite as much into disguises and deception and you're trying to figure out where they're coming from as right. Tennessee was. They've got a very good defense, but they don't lean on trying to confuse you nearly as much as I think Tennessee did.
Brad, we'll let you go. I just want to clarify one quick thing. If Ryan Bates is in competition for a starting job at guard and seems to be ahead in that quest, there's no chance you have enough time to develop him as a center, right? I'm just saying that boat may have sailed by injury in the preseason, or can he jump in whenever he wants? It's very questionable to me.
It wouldn't be ideal, but if something were to happen to Coleman Shelton,
yeah,
I think you'll probably see Bates at center because – unless they're dressing, if Doug Kramer is going to dress every game, then you've got an option right there. But I would think that if they feel like Bates is in a place conditioning wise, and Eberflus referenced that after the game the other day, that he'd only practiced for a week, that sort of thing. If he's conditioning wise ready for a full game, I would think that he'd be the next man up there. They do have more depth than they had the past 2 years. You just want to see him go out and have a better game against Houston.
Great stuff, Biggsy. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Brad.
Have a great day, guys.
That's our guy, Brad Biggs, a football man from the Chicago Tribune. There's a lot there, man.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.